Spoke last week about cooking the dough. So a dough which is cooked gets involved in this machlokes between two shitas in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says the Iker shita is considered a mazonos, which means no matter how much you eat, it's a mazonos. It's not pas b'kistin. It's less than. It's not pas. According to the second opinion, it's considered pas. And then if it's made in the regular, just the basic ingredients, flour and water, it'll be bread. And if it's made with other ingredients, it'll go into the rules of pas b'kistin, but it's considered a form of pas. The next step to understand this halacha, we have to define what's considered cooking. So boiling something in water, that's very clear, that's considered, that's bishul, that's not a shayla. Boiling something in hot oil has the same thing as boiling it in water. So if a person would deep fry something, deep frying a dough which is deep fried, would it go again into this machloikis that according to the first opinion, that's considered a mazonos no matter how much you eat? According to the second opinion, that would be considered pas with the rules of pas or pas b'kistin applying to it. Frying something, not deep frying it, but frying it in a pan. So we differentiate. If it's just, there's enough oil there that it shouldn't burn and stick, that's considered baking. So a person is making pancakes and he puts a little bit of oil in just so they shouldn't stick to the, that's considered baking. That is the same halacha as if you're baking a dough. Baking a dough goes to the rules of pas and pas b'kistin, which we will talk about. If you put enough oil there that your goal is not just to prevent it from scorching, etc., but your goal is to give it the flavor of being fried as opposed to the flavor of being baked or cooked, that's going to be a machloek is what its status is, and that will have many ramifications as we will see. So now going back to the case where it's deep fried. So deep frying something in oil is considered, it's considered cooking it, not baking it. So a person makes, there are two ways to make a donut. One way to make a donut is with a batter. Batter means something which is pours as opposed to a dough which you can work with your hands. A batter is something which you have to pour. So you make a donut with a batter. You made it, it's called a blila raka. It's not a blila oven to start with, it's a blila raka. It's a thin mixture. And then you boil it. No shayla, it's a mazonos, no matter how much you eat. So a person eats 10 donuts, he still says a bracha rishon of mazonos. I'm not sure what he says afterwards. He's probably sick. But he would threatenly say an alamichya afterwards if he ate that amount. But let's say he makes a donut out of a dough. So where the word donut came from, right? It's made out of a dough. So as opposed to a batter, made out of a dough, which means it's something which is harder, it's thicker, it's called blila ova, and you work it with your hands, etc. You can shape it. So he makes a donut with a dough, and now he deep fries it. So that will go into these rules over here. It's pas. It's possible b'kistin. The possible b'kistin depends on what you eat. If you eat a large amount of it, you have to wash. And say on the Tils Yadayim, Hamotzi, and you have to bench. If you eat a small amount, you make a mazonos and you make an alamichya. We said this is a machlok, is what status it has. Is this considered, we said, boiling it is considered a machlokas. So now we have the machlokas will play out in the situation of the donut. According to first opinion, no matter how much you eat, you still say a mazonos and an alamichya. According to second opinion, depending on how much you eat, you might change to amotzi and benching. So what do you do? So the Shulchan Aruch says in that situation that preferably a Yeroi Shemaim should only eat a Teich HaSuda and not to get involved in the Smokloikas. So that's an application which we have. We'll see other applications when we talk about the next halacha, which is something which is started out as being bread and then you decide to boil it afterwards. And that has applications as well. And we'll talk about this, Hashem, in the upcoming Shurim. Have a good morning.